look at it, eh?
The way you haunt my dreams.
I can't resist.
You're going to die!
She's not your satellite.
Ohaku or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohatmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amélie,
Isabelle,
Natalie,
Elise,
José,
Shotgun.
Taskmaster to Texas Twister.
Taskmaster.
The show! Yes! I love it!
Ever since he was a child, Taskmaster has had the ability called photographic reflexes, which allows him to perform any physical ability he has seen, from tying knots to cowboy tricks to Olympic sports to fighting styles. He could have been a star athlete. He even thought of becoming a crime fighter. In the end, he found crime a lot more lucrative.
Oh, yeah.
Most of his business actually comes from a training academy for criminals that he opened, but he also used a circus as a front for a while. Taskmaster spends a lot of time reviewing footage of highly skilled people doing their thing, including superheroes, as he needs a refresher from time to time. He's especially studied and copied the fighting styles of Spider-Man, Captain America, Daredevil, and Hawkeye, and uses replicas of their trademark weapons, which are shown in diagrams, including a copy of Black Knight's sword. We know he also uses the same gun as the Punisher. Also pictured, jump-kicking Hawkeye in the head and fighting other Avengers.
Yeah, whose cane did he steal?
That's Daredevil's Billy Club.
It's pretty lame.
Yeah.
It opens up, it becomes nunchucks.
Well,
it becomes
that drawing is pretty bad.
Yeah, it's like, you pick this for the front picture? It's like, you pick this for the diagram? That's the least diagrammy thing there is. Like, it's the least diagrammy form of this object.
Disappointing.
Obviously, Taskmaster was in the MCU movies,
really?
Black Widow, and then Thunderbolts, but was a woman. Uh-huh. So a completely different story, just the same abilities.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I would love that power.
Oh, yeah.
Just so I can, like, learn to do stuff. It's just like, I would like to learn to knit. And then I can just...
YouTube!
Yeah, and then I can knit.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't knit, but I'd know how.
Technically... That is how the world works. You just have to watch it for a very long time and practice.
I was going to say, watching a long time doesn't help if you don't try.
I don't have a lot of time. I'm
but
a busy woman.
He should be able to play the piano after seeing just...
Oh, that's what I do.
You know, stuff like that.
No, it would be languages.
No, languages are not a physical skill. They're a mental skill.
Do I use my fucking mouth?
Yes. I know. It's not knowledge.
Fine.
It's
knitting is knowledge.
Okay, so
piano is knowledge.
This makes no sense.
If you had like an X-ray machine to look at the way the mouth and the
larynx
and everything,
that doesn't give you a language. That just shows you how to pronounce the words. I'm sure he can do that.
What if he reads a language?
Well, reading the language is also a mental skill.
Everything is a mental skill.
I guess he can. Yeah, I guess I can. I can speak Japanese and not know what I'm saying.
He copies.
So
fighting styles, okay?
Predominantly. That's not what we would use this for.
Fine.
No.
But he could convince someone he's speaking like German if they, in fact, did not speak German either.
Yeah,
that's impressive.
That's a good improv skill.
But see,
fine.
To go back to the piano example, he would have to.
I think he could only play that one piece.
He would have to see every single different...
Yeah.
Is there a timeline? Like, does it after a while, does it go away?
Yeah, it needs a refresher every couple years or so.
I just wonder, like, how you would curate your playlist, like your set list, to make sure that it captures every single skill in piano playing. You've lost me for the next 2 hours.
You just learn enough to impress a lady, and then it's done. Because it would impress
I think
me.
You would just learn the
does
one...
Does he use
piece.
It for that?
Can he watch porn?
Yes, because that's exactly where my mind went first.
was like, oh yeah!
Does he have a sex life?
Unknown.
Because he's packing.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Oh!
Yes, admire.
But see, I don't like. Porn is not really the skills I'd want you to imitate.
I mean. It can't hurt.
I believe
that is
it can.
Factually untrue.
No, but like
people have gotten seriously hurt,
and I've been very bored. Like it could help. It could.
Man, we're not even. The
this is fantastic.
Okay, but sorry,
the important question is, would Taskmaster be good at that show?
No.
Because well, it depends.
He's not a ritual
but
enough.
He can't see someone else complete the task.
Yeah.
So he can do it.
Right, but he's learned so many abilities, abilities.
Okay.
But I think he would cover all the physical
but
bases.
I think the idea would
not the puzzle bases.
He could like see somebody do it and then he could do it, but that wouldn't work in this case.
Again, in my mind, he has fighting skills and piano skills.
Maybe psych skills.
Nothing on Taskmaster will be on those skills.
In the next season of Taskmaster, it's only pianos.
Pianos and six.
He's really practiced moving things from one bucket to another bucket.
I've seen people win tasks by playing the piano.
Oh
I have seen
God.
That.
That is true.
I'm not there yet.
I've seen every episode.
I know.
You win Taskmaster?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think he'd be really annoying.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know when you have a person who's like, yeah, I could do that too, and you're like, I've spent years perfect
on it. Yeah, 100%.
Oh, like, you can't do it, and then he does it.
Yep.
Fuck you. Like,
truly, this is the child my parents would have wanted to have.
I mean,
first of all, a male.
My parents are very much like, what if you're not nailing it the first time? Stop.
This isn't your niche.
That is accurate.
Me was more like, we expect you to excel in everything somehow.
I agree that he'd be super annoying. We're like, check out this cool thing I learned how to do. Oh, I mean, never mind. I don't want you to do it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people like latch onto your niche.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah.
Is it fulfilling to not have put the work into like acquiring a skill and then just like knowing it?
Is he that noble?
I was going to say, I don't think he has that capacity to think that.
And he's always had the skill. So it's not like he knows anything different.
That's true.
It's like anyone else who has a innate talent. Things come easy to them. Other people resent them. But,
are you saying that because you're resented or you resent a lot of people?
I resent him.
Oh.
No, but if you were a straight A student.
Yeah, and you
and,
like,
and other people in class
much.
Didn't like that, and you didn't have to. You don't have to study the
it's
same
okay.
way other people.
I didn't like them either.
Yeah. Fair.
Yeah, it is kind of like annoying and frustrating.
And I feel like he'd also be like, "Why is this so hard?"
Yeah,
we've seen the demonstration, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
That's all well and good, but are we going to talk about that look?
I was getting there. I'm not sure about the orange.
If there's a lot of different things happening.
I'm not mad at it. It's a skull face.
I think the orange part that bothers me the most is the arm.
That's skin. No?
Oh, the
no,
arm.
That's not skin. No.
I thought it was like a very strange neckline.
Why would it be so orange?
Is that
you
their face?
He's a skull.
Or is it a mask?
It's a mask.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a person?
He's a person.
Yeah.
You know, I agree with you. I wish the arms were black, and I also wish the crotch...
Yeah, it was not tidy-whities.
It looks too underwear and diaper-y for me.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what this is? This is a guy who learned all of the different sewing skills,
okay.
But you can't teach taste.
Yeah.
And he's just displaying every single skill he can do. Like, look on my braided and like belt thing, and look at, you know, the draping, and look at the neckline. And you're like, I'd rather not.
I don't know about the boots. That's some classic bucket boots.
It's been a while since we had a good, terrible bucket boot.
I think it's because everything is so terrible.
I don't like that all the extremities are like white.
Yeah.
I don't...
It's very, I'm gonna clean your house.
Yeah. But I do like the cape like the little tip on the...
Yes,
yeah, the hood.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's fun.
There's too much straps too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he has like a sword and a pistol and a whip. And he has to hold this belt, so like the belt is holding his diaper. I don't know what's going on with those straps.
I mean, he can choose a few.
It's probably also for the other
weapons. It's a garter belt.
Yeah, I don't know.
What he doesn't wood? Look what? Unappealing.
I like it, but I don't love it.
Well, let me ask, Taskmaster, hot or not?
I don't think I could stand him.
Entertaining? But
yeah, I'd want him at a party.
Like, I don't think it's entertaining if it's like, I don't think it'd be impressive if he didn't learn it.
Just, I think he could still be hilarious. Like, pull out some Beyonce single ladies at just the right time, and you're like, ah, it's exactly like the video. That's
well, yeah, it is because he learned it.
I mean, you'd have to be drunk for it to be truly entertaining.
He's not learning it. He's learning it instantly.
Yeah, but I don't think that's fun. But
so you if know. You're gifted at something, you just, you're worthless?
Yeah.
Not cool.
it's just like, oh, we didn't know that you could do that. That's fun.
So, okay, but here's forever. The thing, though. He learns it, but does he perfect it immediately? Mm-hmm. Because there's learning something, and there's being exceptional at something.
Mm. I think he's a professional, like,
in no. the get-go. No, I choose to believe it.
I think it depends what he observes.
He's immediately as good at archery as Hawkeye is.
Stop. But he doesn't have the soul.
But the thing is, that's because he observed Hawkeye. If he would have looked at me doing archery, he would have been exactly as good as me.
Exactly, yes.
There you go.
That's why he's stuck in superheroes.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, well, I think for me, what really plays into this is, and you can check it off on the list at home, but what's his personality? Because I think the personality and the way he sort of that interacts with having skills really play like in one direction. Because if he's really smug about knowing lots of things and it's kind of like not fun about it,
Yeah.
I had that. I would like tell no one that I could do a thing.
Yeah.
But that would be helpful if you're like, you know, stuck and you're like, oh no, we need a souffle. For some reason, we desperately need a souffle. Yeah. Probably a survival instance would have been a better example. But then he could just like.
Survival souffle.
Yeah, survival souffle. And he can just look up souffle on YouTube and you're like, got it.
Yeah.
We're saved.
That's interesting.
It would be really useful. And it's just a bummer that he's like, I'm going to do crime.
Like, yeah.
What a waste.
I think it would be fun for small things and not big things.
Like a really great surgeon and shit. And he's doing crime. Did you say he ran a school?
Yeah,
something like that. Criminals.
He must be a terrible teacher.
Well, no, he learned from the best somehow.
No, but, I feel like he'd be so impatient.
Yeah,
that's like, the thing. Figure it out.
Yeah, I had a teacher I had a teacher once that I put out my hand, and I was like, I don't understand this question. And she read it back to me, looked at me like I was stupid, and walked away.
Maybe you were.
See, I was the kid next to you. I'd be like, she didn't say I didn't hear you. She said, I didn't understand. Change your teaching, madame. And that's why I was
frustrated. I feel for that teacher.
Ah, she's a bitch.
Which one?
This was a mistake.
Shut up! Pardon?
Tatterdemalion.
Tatterdemalion.
No.
Arnold Paffenroth.
You knew this was coming, didn't you?
Was the child of a vaudeville act. Who eventually became part of a dancing couple who made Hollywood musicals in the 40s and 50s. He's Fred Astaire, basically.
Oh, wow.
Knowing his popularity would one day wane, he invested all his money in Las Vegas casinos. But Las Vegas mobsters swindled him out of everything he owned. He became homeless and was picked up by an evil scientist who used ultrasonic whistles to control people with emotions. It drove him insane. And using a costume created by that same mad scientist, he went on to become the Tatterdemalion. And embark on a career of not so much crime as anarchy. He hates everything that brought him low. So he does things like burn money. And his targets are mobsters, millionaires, and Hollywood people. He hates money and still lives on the street. Hygiene is low.
Oh.
His gloves are able to dissolve paper and fabrics.
Oh.
That's how he destroys cash. His clothes are coated with a greasy substance that makes him very slippery. Oh. It's also bulletproof. He has a cloak that can put people to sleep with chloroform and a weighted scarf he can use as a weapon. Pictured? Fighting Spider-Man and Werewolf by Night.
Jesus Christ, what is this?
There's a lot going on here.
Are you sure?
Just as the name.
Yeah, are you sure he's not French? French?
He's not French at all.
But the name.
Why?
Tatterdemalion is not a French word.
Is it a word? It's a real word. What does it mean?
Tatter like talk? Like
I thought it was ripped. Like torn.
Like tattered clothes.
Tattered?
Rib damaged clothes.
Demalion?
It's a person dressed in ragged, tattered clothes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Similar to a ragamuffin.
I love that one.
Oh, dude.
That is my new pet name for him.
It's not like a French word. Like, it's not like a French origin. I'm just curious.
Nat. 80% of English is French words.
Yeah, okay.
So that's not helpful.
So I guess you don't use like tatter. Anyway.
No.
I am forever calling him Ragamuffin.
Oh, Ragamuffin.
It's a great word.
It's cute.
This guy looks like a scarecrow.
Yeah, he really does.
He's like a scarecrow if that scarecrow was trying to hold up a train.
Ah, yes. Cowboy scarecrow.
But also like kind of fighting vampires, Elzing. On
sure.
The
yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, the hat.
Scarecrow's various hobbies and jobs.
See, I thought you were going to say he's like a scarecrow if scarecrows would stink really bad. I can't get over the smell.
Yeah,
that's rough. No, thank you. No.
That's rough. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that he's slippery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not a good
feeling.
Like that.
No, I had good feelings about what he was doing and all, but yeah, then the hygiene. The minute you mentioned hygiene, Tatterdemalion lost all interest from
me. Yeah, get back at the rich. Eat them if you wish, but
please take a bath.
Take a shower.
Instant ick.
Is his clothes tattered because his gloves dissolve
his clothes?
I think that was always supposed to be his look.
Hmm. So the scientists that created the outfit was definitely not a fashion designer.
Mm-hmm. No, I think he was playing on the idea that he was using homeless people as soldiers.
Yeah, that's
so they have a homeless
aesthetic. That scientist sucks.
Yeah.
Bad guy. Not to that science.
Okay. Is it just me? Are all scientists in comic book universe really bad people?
Yeah.
Or really careless, dumb people?
Yeah.
Many are.
Or misguided people but trying to save their loved ones.
There's also scientist superheroes.
Fair.
Like the Flash.
But they make a lot of mistakes.
You know what?
We all
do you know mistakes. How much of science is based in mistakes?
I know, but there's a difference between inventing penicillin and, you know, creating monsters.
Look, if you have large vats of science juice lying around, just get a lid on that.
We all make bad decisions. It's just we all have varying levels of power.
Yeah. If I make a mistake at work, it's not going to create a man.
For me, a box doesn't get picked up. It's pretty different.
Yeah.
I've created monsters.
There are six around this table.
Some of them are you.
You have the monster. What, is it because we all graduated from... I'm trying to understand the joke, I'm sorry.
Improv Academy.
Oh, okay.
Truly the most annoying of people.
After people who stink.
Yeah.
Okay. I said what I said.
Yeah.
Okay. They're annoying.
Scientists.
Yeah. Okay, that's the right. Stinky people, bad scientists, improv players.
And then the rest of humanity. We forgot about Nazis.
Okay, right under improv players.
Oh my god!
And the people who are good at everything.
Oh, that's true. Oh god, imagine if there was one like all of the above. Like
who's that? Scientist, Nazi, good at everything, improv player, also stinks? I feel like We know some.
Oi.
Oh, shit. Anyway, Paff and Roth.
Dutch? Paff and Roth?
Is the thing that's heavy, like, actually, like, moldable?
It's the scarf, so.
But is it, like...
It's just got some weights in it.
So I imagine it's like a weighted blanket. Around your neck at all times.
Ooh, that's rough.
That's rough. And some pieces of it have chloroform on it. Relax.
Has he ever chloroformed himself accidentally?
How come he doesn't chloroformalize?
Himself,
you mean?
Yeah.
He just doesn't.
He must have one spot that is not affected.
He wears a mask.
Oh, the mask is not the scarf?
Maybe not.
Oh.
Look, it looks different.
He has very intense eyes.
Mm. I don't like the acid hands that just melt stuff. That's a little...
He couldn't pet my cat.
Only melts textiles and...
Is hair textile?
I don't know.
Technically hair is keratin.
Could he pet my cat?
Look, he's
paper and fabrics.
He's holding a werewolf right there.
He's holding a werewolf.
Werewolf is screaming. Because he's being touched.
Because technically, fur is... You can use fur to make clothes.
You
and
shouldn't.
That's almost hair.
But it's not textile. It's, I don't know.
No, but a sheep.
But leather.
A sheep leather, yeah. You create the textile once you...
Yeah, but it's still hair.
But it's dead, though. Maybe it's because it has not...
Hair is dead!
Okay, so people at home, can you pet a cat?
We need to know this.
Technically, Leatherface... Using human skin as textile.
It's
not a textile. He's using it to make clothes, but it's not. The material is not a textile.
What's the definition of textile?
Look, is it French?
That it is.
Yes. In that case, yes.
It is.
Tater de Malion is divorced.
Of course.
Yes, he was married to that dancer that he was. To Ginger Rogers, I guess.
So, okay, hold on. He knew it was never going to last, so he ended it early?
No. Oh. He's just actually pretty old.
No, but he said that he...
He knew it was going to last forever, so he
invested in casinos, but it was a bad investment because mafia and the opposite of hilarity ensued.
Right. Tragedy.
Tragedy, that's the word. Yeah. Although this has been hilarious. I kind of like the whole Nick face situation, though.
Yeah.
It's a cool vibe.
But I want to know what he looks like.
Yeah. It looks like he has good hair.
Yeah.
But look at
the eyes. They're crooked.
Well, it's because he's doing like a mean stare.
He's also insane.
Yeah, you know.
Guess I've forgotten about that.
The look itself... I mean, he looks brooding. He looks damaged. Why does he have to stink, Mike?
And be slippery.
He's like totally my type, except for the stinky... insane can work.
If he didn't stink and he didn't have melty textile powers,
I'd
consider it more.
I don't want it to fuck up my clothes.
Yeah,
a good tap dancer. And...
Can he still dance?
The
insanity didn't get to the dance
or
part
the
of his brain.
Age. Does he get more insane as time goes by, or he's just as insane as it gets?
I think he gets maybe better.
There's hope. I can fix him.
He joins.
Can't a bath do?
A bath can fix a lot of things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But is he stuck in the clothes? Can he take them off?
Oh, you can do them, yeah.
Okay.
But he chooses to be stinky?
Yeah.
Stop.
He hates money. He hates luxury. He hates...
It's basic human cleanliness.
Hygiene insane. Is not luxury.
Oh.
Hygiene is a right and an obligation.
Tater de Malion, hot or not?
No. But the costume's kind of cool, but that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. And the name's funny.
The name's amazing.
The name's very fun.
Tater de Malion.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sing off key, the memory of all that. Oh, no, they can't take that away from me.
Ooh.
Oh, it's the last one. Is it?
Yes, and also not one of the original kids.
Two. Oh, what?
Tattletale. So this is Franklin Richards, the son of Reed and Sue Richards.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
Oh.
He is the baby in the latest Fantastic Four movie.
Mm.
And he's the youngest member of Power Pack. Okay. I think he was maybe 3 at the time.
He was a tall 3.
3 or 4. Because his parents had been changed by cosmic radiation, he was also born with powers, dangerous ones. He could basically do anything. When they were unlocked, he turned himself into a godlike adult and had to be dealt with. In the end, he himself put mental blocks on his powers, returned himself to unpowered childhood, or so we thought. In reality, he still had the ability to project himself into reality from his dreams, appearing as a ghost to others while his body sleeps. In that astral form, he seems to have access to a lot of the psionic powers his adult self did, but only with a child's understanding of them, so mostly painful mind blasts. He also has precognitive dreams and can see into the future. As he grows up, he becomes a bit of a boy genius, but at this point, he's a very young child, though an especially bright one. He's grown up around superheroes all his life, so for him, that's all very normal. But he was happy to find Power Pack, other kids he could pal around with. Mm. Pictured as his dream self being shot through harmlessly, dreaming of Power Pack and Curse, firing a psychic blast, crying as he has to leave Kofi, or maybe just rubbing his eyes because he's waking up, and that's possible. Blasting Mephisto away, and a close-up of when his dangerous powers first activated.
Who's this horse guy?
Kofi. It's his,
but who is he?
Seen him.
Yeah.
He's like their friend. He's like an alien friend.
Yeah, he looked like a seahorse.
Oh, it's a seahorse guy. I remember now. A powerful child is a terrifying
child. Oh, God, yeah, right?
100%. That's scary.
He shrunk down his powers to basically, like, his parents don't even know he's doing this.
That's even scarier.
Yeah.
Because he's just a little ghost flying around. He's safe and sound in bed.
This just reminds
me. A ghost child is a day scary child.
Do the parents see? Because he's a ghost, so does he appear to people?
Well, let's say he dreams of Power Pack.
Yeah.
But Power Pack, that this is actually happening. It's not a dream. He's not imagining it.
Okay.
Like, he's dreaming of something that's happening remotely. Mm-hmm. And he appears to them as a little ghost.
So they can see him.
They can see him. And,
they know he's a ghost.
Well,
they know he's sleeping somewhere else. That is a well-known fact.
For them.
But that fuck? You know how you dream about weird stuff sometimes?
He's famous. Like, he's the child of... The Fantastic Four are some of the most famous people in the Marvel Universe.
Right.
Everybody knows they had a kid. They're superhero celebrities.
Yeah.
So they know this kid exists. They don't know Power Pack exists.
I feel this is like in The Incredibles with Jack, where he's way too powerful.
The Incredibles is just...
Is it?
A copy of Fantastic Four, isn't it?
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just...
They change the powers around.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, I'm gonna leave.
I prefer the trope where child of superheroes has no powers.
Mm.
And then he has to find himself.
He's like, a real boy.
Who am I? And I'm not a superhero because my parents are superheroes.
Right.
What was he like when he was like a baby? Like, did he like shoot beams from his head just like randomly? Or?
The powers that developed.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah, I said that.
That's at a certain age. But a pretty young age.
When did he get the nickname Tattletale and why?
I think he may have given himself that name. He's a child.
That's not a very nice name.
No. I call myself Narc.
Well, he tells tales. He sees the future, so he informs on villains, maybe.
I guess he shows up in dreams.
Yeah, he sees stuff. Yeah.
Stuff like
you can look at that face and he's seen stuff.
Yeah. He's a sneaky boy.
This looks like a little omen child or something.
Yeah. I think it's the.
It's the reverse. He kills Mephisto. Look.
Yeah, no. So as a child.
But we haunted Mephisto.
I know.
As a child ghost, can he get hurt?
No, yeah, look. He goes through him.
So, like, what does he do? He's a ghost.
Is he just there?
Well, he's there, but he also has all his mental powers when he's a ghost.
So he, like,
he can hurt people. But they just can't hurt him.
Right. I mean, in a fight?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
When he's a ghost?
Like, he can shoot mental beams.
In a dream? I don't get it.
Well, the dream is reality. He's dreaming.
It's like let's say you were home, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm asleep here, and I show up, the dream version of me shows up at your house.
So it's real for you, but a dream for her.
Am I sleeping?
No.
You're awake. And I'm really there, and I can, like... mental beam like a guy that's robbing you in your like, house.
I thought like everyone was sleeping. I was so confused.
I just, okay. I mean, that would be nice.
So sleep, it's like
sleep
it,
sounds nice.
When okay. you when you dream, like, you know, when that time when you dream about being naked in a public place.
No.
You really would be naked in a public place, but ghost version of you. No. But other people could see.
Your dream
but you're a ghost, everyone would be scared.
And they're like, gee! They're all like, boobs!
As a parent.
Right. As a know, new parent.
As a new parent, knowing that my baby would be safe in bed. But, you know, helping somewhere, that's cool. He's okay. protected and safe
as
and all
long
of
as
that.
He's okay.
Yeah, that, doesn't it put weird... I feel like it would put a strain on him. Like, does he ever rest?
Yeah, how does he get deep sleep? Well, deep sleep is not REM sleep, but you can dream at every sleep cycle. So yeah, how does he rest?
Maybe he doesn't have to go away.
Does he take naps?
He can just maybe just sleep or I mean, show up somewhere.
Does he choose to leave?
I mean, it happened accidentally, but then after that, he's doing it on purpose.
He can control. It. Yeah. So he can be like, tonight I'm tired, I'm actually
in reality,
sleep.
Franklin has the powers of a god.
Yes.
He's just put mental blocks on it. So he's allowing himself to do that unconsciously. Like today he's about 12, 13, and one day a year he lets himself have all the powers.
Mm-hmm.
And then he visits the universe and he does stuff.
Aww.
And then after 24 hours, he just becomes... I don't think his parents know that he does that, but he just becomes a boy again.
Just say, fuck it, I'm just doing that forever now.
He's put mental blocks on himself that it can't last. Like... So there's like a godlike entity that is him, what? That is his subconscious, that
we
is,
need like
is
a
good,
chart.
That yeah. is good, and...
Is he worried that he would be evil?
I think the worry is that he's the next Galactus.
Ah, so, that makes sense.
That's a fair worry.
Something like that, anyway.
So if he knows there's a fight somewhere, is he just like, need to take a power nap?
Oh no! Power nap, that's funny.
No, but
I also like, how do you fall asleep with all the pressures on you?
NyQuil.
Like, it just happened. I mean,
you call your friend, Dr. Damalian?
Well, not here.
No, but at one point, is it just
as
like...
a 12-year-old, he's no longer tattletale. He's not hanging with the power pack.
But the power pack later. Don't age?
The power pack have aged, and then they've been de-aged. There's stories where they're still kids, and then there's stories where they're teenagers... I can't explain it.
Okay.
I can.
Comics.
It's a little too much maturity for me.
Yeah.
You're the child of Reed Richards. Yeah. You're going to be born with a brain.
I know, but it's very strange for like a 3-year-old child to be like, I'm going to put mental blocks on this power because I acknowledge that this except is unhealthy for me to have access to this.
It's like, except for one day a year, which is my cheat day of superpowers.
Yeah.
It's a little bit growing up too fast.
Yeah.
I don't think the comics would dispute that.
I don't trust kids, so I don't trust them.
So obviously, you're not going to hot or not a 3-year-old, but
I'm not.
Tattletale, cool or not.
I worry for him.
Cool. Yeah, but look at the little toddler thighs, the little tummy.
Look at him.
Guy.
I don't like that face.
I like the design, but the really? Face looks like he's going to break a vase.
No, I don't like the face. I feel this is the face that I turn in a dark house at my house. I turn a corner and he's in the hallway being like, Jose!
don't worry, because I'm going to fall asleep and I'm going to show up.
I love this sleepy one.
Mm-hmm.
No,
yeah.
He should not be rubbing his eyes. That's bad for your cornea.
Whatever.
That's so good.
No!
Don't do it, but do it. But
no!
Don't. But
I don't know how to, I don't know about this one.
I feel...
it freaks me out.
It's a little too much. Like, I understand, but also...
There's a point when you're too powerful where it becomes like it full circles into uninteresting again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel a little bit like that.
And terrifying.
What I don't like is that, I'm sorry, this has grown out of toddler phase. Like, this is when the kid starts going from pudgy to like, oh, you look more like a human person. I don't, I find this is too like childlike to be toddler-like.
Hmm.
Yeah, he looks like he's like 5.
Trust me, I'm sort of like a parent.
Terminus.
like a bus joke.
Terminus is basically an evil, ruthless, nasty strip miner who goes from planet to planet and sucks out each of their resources for profit. The universe, to him, is just made up of customers and merchandise. Sorry if you happen to live on the merchandise. You could think of him as a capitalist Galactus. What we see here is the giant 150-foot-tall robotic body he uses. It's, of course, super strong and extremely tough. It flies through interstellar space and protects him from the elements. He also has a giant lance that's not shown here, 240 feet long, that can fire cosmic blasts and heat. It can unleash an atomic storm that melts everything around him for processing and comes to him at fantastic speeds like Thor's hammer, no matter how far. When he claims a world for plunder, he shoots a beam at it from light years away, writing his name in the rock. He's pictured leaving molten rock in his wake, and after Hercules has ripped his suit up in his actual form.
Oh.
Everything about this is upsetting.
Except the name. Fun. The name is funny. I don't like it.
Are we supposed to? My goodness.
The face doesn't look like it fits in the thing.
Yeah, it feels like someone who's driving in a big truck. That's compensating. This suit is the big truck.
Yeah. Have you seen? Of course he's compensating. Yeah. You would compensate too.
Oh my god, it really feels like he's just... Like, the laser thing where he writes his name. I don't know why, but I just picture, like, those guys who piss in the snow.
Yeah. I was thinking about that too!
Exactly. It's 100% that.
Yeah. I mean, if I had a penis, I would pee in snow.
And write your name?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean,
I would,
of course.
But it's snow. I wouldn't destroy a rock.
I would mark my property with my penis.
Do they
destroy a rock?
Do the citizens of places he claims, like, randomly see his name on a rock? And they're like, oh, shit.
How big? That's what happened on Earth.
How big
was
is it?
Was it Mount Rushmore? Please tell me it was Mount Rushmore, because that would be funny.
How big is it? Is it, like, Hollywood size?
Yeah, it replaced the Hollywood sign.
Sized? Or is it, like...
Yeah.
Like, it's big enough to be able to be, like, red.
Imagine! It's like on a pebble
on a beach. On a grain of rice.
It's not, like, so big that no one would actually,
You're
like,
making it like it's on a cliff, but it was on the ground.
It's more like when you write your name in the sand.
So how that makes this seem so romantic.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, how do you defeat him? You're like, oh, you write your name on the ground? Well, I carve my name with a heart on that tree, so this land belongs to me.
Mm, yeah.
That's how it works.
Me and my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if he did this and he said plus the name of his wife, then I'd be into it.
Yeah. Claim this land in the name of your wife.
Yeah, we like a romantic.
Well, marital status is unrevealed, perhaps inapplicable.
That's the biggest bird ever.
Does he do others like him exist? How did he come to be?
Well, like Galactus, it's like, could be unique.
What do you mean?
There's no people of capitalist blobs.
But where did they come from then? They just poofed.
We don't know. Unrevealed.
But does he have he has a conscience.
Yeah.
Like, not a conscience, but a consciousness.
Yes.
Yes.
You could have a conversation with him.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to.
No.
But you can.
What did you say the name of the thing that he throws?
The lance?
Mm-hmm.
The lance.
Yeah, gigantic lance.
Does he have hobbies?
He throws lance bass of antique fame.
Chaos.
And he just sings bye 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 as you know.
Oh, now that's funny.
There's nothing good to say about this.
I don't like the blob.
He got buried under a blizzard.
That's fine.
I don't like the suit. I don't like the blob. I don't like the intentions.
I don't like capitalism.
Yeah.
Also, why does he burn everything if he wants to use those resources?
Chaos.
He melts them into a usable form.
It's mining. He doesn't care about wood.
Yeah, it's mining.
Oh, speaking of, what's a strip miner?
A strip miner is someone who mines the shit out of a place.
It's basically
and just,
like,
destroys the environment. Yeah.
He just, like, destroys everything.
Sounded more fun than... Yeah. Like, oh, hot mining boy stripping!
It's not a calendar thing.
Oh.
Yeah, so, you know, they have, like, instead of using, like, an elevator to go down the mine, they use, like, a pipe and they, like... Strip and dance in the pool.
Yeah. For what public? The other miners?
Yes.
Moloids.
What's the design on the knee pads? It looks dicks. Like spoons or dicks. Mm. Either way, I don't like it.
Yeah. Shovels.
A little bit shovels?
Trowels.
A little bit of a mushroom here.
A mushroomy dick.
He's so wide. Mm. Like, why is his shoulders wide like that? You're a blob.
Because he's compensating.
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
I do find it funny that he's got kind of a tummy going on.
In the second image, it really looks like he doesn't really fit in the suit.
Mm-mm. No, he's like just in the head.
He's tiny inside the suit. Yeah. So I think even that's a fake face.
Yeah, he's 6'5", but the suit is like 160.
It's very much like...
Yeah, they say 6'5", but... Hercules is at least 6'5", and that he's bigger than that.
Yeah.
No, it's like little Power Rangers where they were in the head, but huge.
They're huge, yeah. Mm. Let's call it Terminus Hot or Not.
Oh, not.
Fuck
I mean, no.
Fuck capitalism.
Right after Nazis.
This is a special announcement from Terminus Incorporated. Anyone failing to disembark will be removed. Sterilization procedures will then follow.
What?
The Texas Twister.
Oh, that sounds like a male dancer.
I was going to say, that's a stage name.
Didn't we see someone that was affiliated with him?
Yes, well, I'll talk about her.
Okay.
Oh, look at the twist.
You're going to love this. A tornado hit a nuclear power plant.
Stop.
In tornado country! I don't care, I'm hot!
Sure. Honestly, in a couple years, everywhere is gonna be tornado country.
And then a rancher got caught up in it. And it gave him tornado powers. He quit his job, joined a rodeo, and eventually worked for SHIELD. Later, he and his partner, Shooting Star, who we did see, founded the Rangers, a Southern Midwest superhero team. He's a down-to-earth, no-frills cowboy through and through. Prideful about Texas, the biggest state, and prone to acting without thinking, especially when his personal honor is at stake. Pictured at the center of a tornado.
I thought Alaska was bigger than Texas.
Ask a Texan about it. No. He's gonna lie. Oh, they probably say like the lower. What is
oh yeah, it's not touch.
Continental, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't touch. It doesn't
the term
touch.
Is like the lower.
Well, I've lived in Texas, and I can tell you.
They will say that. Yeah.
They do say everything is bigger in Texas.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen the deer.
I mean,
no. But also, I've seen bigger bulge than that. Today.
I don't care.
Okay.
Look at his arms. Yeah. His strong jaw. And
good legs.
Yeah. Keep me on your horsey. I don't even care that you're from Texas.
This guy I could have like extremely nothing in common with this man, and he could be extremely conservative given the context. But in an outfit like that,
right?
Almost has to be okay.
Yeah, I mean,
he really gives me that, like, I go to a local brewery energy.
He's a hipster cowboy.
Yeah.
I don't know, Isabel. You used to own a wagon wheel.
I did for a very brief time.
So I think you have a shot.
I'm a little bit country.
He's a little rocket. No.
I'm a little bit. He's very much.
The mustache and the twirl and the hair are chef's kiss.
Oh, yes.
Harlequins often feature cowboys. Yeah, right? And it's always like, why so many cowboys? But then, like, I get it.
Oh, no, I get it. Yeah.
Look at this man.
I mean, like, someone who works with their hands and, like, can...
In very tight clothes.
Mm.
That
horses and...
Yeah.
Horses are a potent sexual symbol.
Yeah.
It's like that bit in George of the Jungle.
Oh my god.
Can
you just take a moment to imagine the scene?
Yes.
That was like in Lady Chatterley's Lover. We have different backgrounds.
So the logo, I suppose, is a tornado.
Two
T's and a tornado.
It's the titties!
That's so good.
Titties on the titties. Don't tell him that. He'll be offended.
Because I thought maybe it was like railroad spikes. I didn't understand what it was, but titties is really funny.
I love that he's called Drew Daniels. Mm. You can really say that with a southern accent.
The hat really looks like propped up on the end of his head. Like it's like Something you bought at the dollar store.
You need to show
it's
the curl.
It's too tight, probably. Yeah.
And the mask also looks like that.
Yeah.
Just like, so you're going to like a party, like, and you just bought one at the dollar store.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sad because he comes from Amarillo. That's almost armadillo. Yeah. Come on. He could have tried.
He can still spoon you.
Is he anonymous? Like, do people know who he is?
Oh, you mean, does he have a secret identity? Does it say?
Like, what's the point of having a mask?
Texas Twister.
No, it says identity secret.
Oh.
So, Mr. Daniels.
Well, that's ridiculous.
He wants a life away from the limelight.
Is he Baptist? He looks like a Baptist.
Well, so, having lived in Texas, I can tell you that even I went to Baptist Bible camp.
So he looks like Baptist. He runs it.
Feels like everybody's Baptist.
Like he looks like he goes to church on Sunday and then to his mama's for supper.
Yeah.
And then he takes care of some chores around the house that, you know, she can't handle because she's old and frail and his dad died when he was young.
Yeah. He's like fixing the leaky sink.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I was like, he's putting up a fence, he's taking care of the goats.
There's nothing better than putting up a fence. That's such a thing people do.
It's in Texas. It's dangerous to not have a fence for reasons.
I lived in Texas, as you may have figured out, and even I put up a fence.
There you go.
That's so
fun.
It's a rite of passage.
I would want him to give us a Texas tour because we've been talking about that for 1,000 years. I want to go to Texas.
So I've been bumped off.
I want a double tour.
That's what I'm saying. I want you and this man. I want all of us to go to Texas and see the sights.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Bring me to Houston or something.
Yeah, we're going to need it. We need it for the inspo for that erotic novel that we're writing about Mike's childhood. I forgot about that.
The winery.
It's my childhood. You can't eroticize my childhood.
And the winery.
Young adulthood. Oh.
Just you wait. We can and we will.
Texas Twister, hot or not.
Hold on. Oh my god, the power do. Like, so the twister, is it just like a basic twister?
So that's what I've been reading. So it can control the wind.
The damage that it can do is very massive.
But why would he do that?
So he controls the air, but it can also like lift and transport him. But also like his body has been favorably mutated so as to be adapted to high velocity spinning.
Hell yeah.
His
skin is denser than normal.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen his muscles?
And can prevent unwanted heat loss, so you know.
Oh. That's good for camping. Cold desert nights.
Whatever, he's in the middle of a tornado when he hits bad guys.
That's sad, though. His skin is harder than human and resists friction.
Oh.
Can he not come?
Oh my god! Too far!
That's a detail.
Really, Elise, the horrific look you just said.
She just like closed her cardigan. Absolute offense.
I can't believe you said that word.
And he's clutching her pearls.
Excuse me, Kenny, complete.
I prefer euphemism.
And he's put the soap back in your purse.
Texas Twister, hot or not?
No, we have more to say.
But okay, can his twister disarm a different twister?
Yeah.
Like a real one.
Yes.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
He can do big ones and little ones.
Okay, fingertips. This guy versus Glenn Powell in Twister.
Yes.
He wins.
And then there's like this southern interaction.
Yes, and he wears a funny mustache.
Yeah.
Yay.
Glenn Powell has a better hat in the movie.
Yes. What was his job before? He was a cowboy?
Rancher.
Sure. And then he became a
rodeo
mutated
performer.
Twister and said, I'm going to join a rodeo.
Is it because his body can withstand like a lot of movement? Yeah. So when he's on a bull, he can handle the...
Well, probably, but I think the rodeo act was spinning.
Doing a twister.
Oh. It's just spinning.
It was the Texas Twister.
Because
it's kind of a circus.
Did he grab a bull and then start spinning?
I think we'd have a wonderful love story.
Yeah, let's give it a whirl.
Okay, twist and shout.
There you go. That's probably a sex joke.
Yes, that's a sex joke.
But I think it's very much that, like, we would have a summer romance of, A lot of sex. And then we part ways.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna marry this
man. Oh, yeah, no, God, no, I don't want to be a Texas wife. Wait, is his girlfriend, because he's apparently with Shooting Star, so his girlfriend Shooting Star was replaced by a demonic doppelganger?
That's a story.
That's cool. That's fun. That's,
no,
that's
it's great. Not.
It's not cool for him.
Not cool for either of them.
No,
really.
That's unfortunate.
But he's getting embarked on a quest to find a real Shooting Star. So you know he has, he's a man on a mission.
Okay, okay. That's a nice man.
Are they married yet? Why doesn't he make an
single.
Honorable woman out of her?
Yeah.
Well, this is 1986. Who knows? Is
he so he hasn't met her yet?
Yeah, marriage didn't exist yet.
No, I was going to say marriage was within a year.
Oh, they may be married now.
Right.
So please check the registries in Texas and come back.
So all of this is Denim, right?
It's Denim, yes. Yeah.
Of course it is.
It has to be. Yeah. I like it. I like everything. I like the weirdness of the costume.
I like how I didn't clock it was a tornado until you said it was a tornado. I was just fully like, yeah, that's a look.
Marvel Wiki says still single.
I'm gonna
I have a chance.
I'm gonna be the odd one out here because cowboys don't do it for me.
What?
Okay.
Don't point it out. I'm not a fan of the Canadian tuxedo in general. And I just find him really silly, especially the titties.
Everything you mentioned, I find appealing.
Right?
Yeah, I want to grab the titties.
More for you guys.
Yeah.
But that's a nod for me.
Look at his shoulders. Hot.
All right. Slowly twisting. Art credits. Taskmaster by Joe Rubinstein. Tatterdemalion by Bob Hall. Tattletale by June Brigman. Terminus by John Byrne. Texas Twister by Keith Pollard.
Hello there. Come on in and welcome to the Fantastic Four. I am your host, Brett Young, and this is the podcast serving up comics, cocktails, and conversation for your listening pleasure. Every episode, I'll welcome a guest to the Fantastic Lounge to explore one of their favorite comic book characters and cover a classic story in which they're featured. And what pairs better with great literature than a delicious drink? Based on my guest's ingredient of choice, we'll mix up a cocktail or mocktail to enjoy in the Fantastic Lounge while we talk comics, mixology, history, and whatever else comes to mind. So join me every month for the Fantastic Four. Open for Business by the Fire and Water Podcast Network.
Female bag?
Woo! 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 Woo!
Comments?
Saddlebag. I get it.
No. Comments on episode 109, Super Adaptoid, Super Skrull, Supreme Intelligence, Surtur, and Talisman. First of all, and this is our first chance to acknowledge Amidi's return.
Amidi!
After giving birth.
Congrats,
I did
song.
That.
You created life and it got out of your body.
Yeah.
You're being suckled on.
Yeah.
These are all fantastic things from cards. Congratulations.
Greeting
cards.
You got
suckled on.
Oh, yeah. You expulsed life from your vagina.
Expulsed life. And the cover of the card is just like a cannon.
Yeah.
It's all been a very gruesome journey.
Sounds like it.
But he's cute as all hell.
Yeah, really cute.
And so much hair.
Yeah, he's got a lot of hair.
Is Monsieur Luc Jadou.
No, because he knows he's probably going to end up the same way eventually.
I wonder.
But no, because it's usually from the mother.
Yeah, usually some other side.
Yeah, but I kind of lose my hair.
I think that was like a myth.
I think it's just bad luck.
I think they disproved it.
Aww.
Or it's a recessive gene and then you got to combine with other things.
Yeah.
If he takes after you, he's going to be spicy.
He's a pretty chill guy.
He's
going to
be hairy. He's going to be funny.
But he's already tall like his dad. Like, he's so tall.
Yeah, he's 6'3".
He felt like that on the way up. He was 9 pounds, and he's really long feet and a long body. We have trouble fitting him in size, 3-month pajamas. He's already fitting in 3 to 6, and he is 2 months old.
Right.
So...
Yeah, he's going to be twice your height.
Probably, yes. Yeah.
In 3 years.
In kindergarten, he's already taller somehow. Yes.
All right, let's open up the mailbag and start with the Super Adaptoid. Chris Franklin says, if you told me the girls would have hotted Super Adaptoid and not Super Skrull, I wouldn't have believed you.
Surprise!
I mean, really? This guy's really? Green and this guy's pointy.
I mean, I think
Ange, that's all we need to know.
I think Ange more or less agrees. Well, more or less. He says the Super Adaptoid was the villain in Captain Marvel number 50. And that issue introduced me not only to Adaptoid, but also Captain Marvel, Scarlet Witch, The Beast, etc. I was a DC kid, after all. The ending blew my mind. He adapts to Captain Marvel's powers, getting cosmic consciousness, which temporarily blows his mind, so he stops fighting. And a set of Negabands. Marvel clangs the bands together, sending the Adaptoid to the negative zone and returning Rick Jones. Blew my mind. I think Marvel's Amazo is perfect shorthand. I think he's wicked cool. But then he says about the Super Skrull that it's another favorite of his. From his love of Marvel Team Up number 61, the first time I met him. I think he is just boss. A surly cur, a complete badass with the powers of the FF. I have subsequently tried to find Bronze Age stuff of his and have seen him lose to some C-listers, including Tigra, Red Wolf, Team Up. Sad he was a not. For me, the Super Skrull is my second favorite Marvel villain.
Oh, no.
But do you think he's hot?
He says, just behind the Mad Thinker. So Ange is...
But, like, but again, there's a difference between liking and hot.
Yeah,
you can like someone without hurting them.
You can find someone an interesting villain, but he's repulsive.
But I think you also did not find him interesting. How he got the knot.
That's fair.
Well, yeah. Whatever.
Supreme Intelligence.
Nah.
Chris Franklin says the Supreme Intelligence art was used in the original Ohatmu non-deluxe series and was huge on the page. It's this, but it's like...
Oh, jeez.
Yeah,
oh.
It's like super big.
It's a big old face.
He kind of freaked me out. Jack Bond says, a few years later, the Silver Surfer book would have a Marshall Rogers drawn full-page Supreme Intelligence with the Surfer as a small figure standing in front of it. About as impressive as a brain in a jar can get. Brain or brains. I often wonder what effect the handbook had on this era. If the teams on the books were influenced by seeing obscure characters, histories, and theories, I mean probably, like, who's who, you can tell. People writing comics today grew up on who's who because it's, like, even the most obscure character in who's who shows up in comics today.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like, everybody that appeared in this issue was all in the same issue of who's who somehow. So
that's subtle.
That's like the one they had, so they just, like, memorized it.
Yeah. Surtur. Miss Franklin says, there was a mention of Surtur looking very Hellboy. Then Talisman is drawn by Hellboy's creator, Mike Mignola.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Right. So.
Nice synergy. So let's move on to Talisman.
No, Baron Byte nothing says, to say about Surtur? Come on, guys, it's cool.
That's fire picks.
I'm into it.
I think Gene Hendricks skipped out this month. Sorry. Busy somewhere else. Baron Bites on Talisman says, one of the reasons Shaman was a terrible father to Elizabeth is because he was busy raising Snowbird. A missed opportunity to have both of them have a sister relationship. Also, a reason a lot of members of Alpha Flight are from Calgary and Alberta, Calgary is in Alberta, is because that's where creator John Byrne went to school.
Oh,
that's from that region.
Okay.
Mike W. of Saskatchewan says, I think the Alpha Flight baddie you were talking about, I said evil Ernest, but it's deadly Ernest.
The guy from New Brunswick, maybe?
He says, I looked him up and couldn't find any reference to New Brunswick, but he is a Francophone who moved to Montreal from somewhere else. So let's just say he's from Moncton. If you say it enough, it'll become canon. Unfortunately, Mike, I also looked him up after you corrected the name. It's like I mixed it up. There's a character called Evil Ernie from another company.
Okay.
It's like a horror type. So I mixed them. Anyways, I looked it up, and it seems he was French from France.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't know who I was thinking about that might come from New Brunswick.
No one.
If anyone.
Ernest.
Yeah. And miscellaneous comment from Kevin from New Orleans. He says, what a great birthday present. Thank y'all. So
happy birthday.
The episode fell on his birthday.
Oh, in October.
Yeah.
Yeah, still.
But we can still say happy birthday.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Happy belated birthday.
Before we go, we have to mention the Fire and Water Podcast Network patron page at patreon.com/FWPodcast. If you like our content, please think about making a one-time or a monthly donation, the amount of which will allow you to unlock rewards like getting on our hot list and get the girls to tell a little story about you. For example, Chris Pine gets copied by Taskmaster.
Honestly, like, I think that's really flattering.
right? Like, it means you're talented enough that he's like, oh, I better look at this and keep track.
The skill he got from Chris Pine is to be able to
power spin podcasts. And us.
Yeah. He just watches him listen to podcasts.
He's immune to us, so it's pretty powerful.
Eric and Gene Hendricks watch an old movie with tatterdemalion.
Oh, tatterdemalion.
They immediately go home, take a shower. Take a 30-minute shower.
Yeah. So what?
Burn incense.
Because I'm
burn like, their clothes.
Yeah, so did he come to their place? Because they can't watch a movie. Doesn't own a place.
No, they went to the movie theater.
Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah. And then burn the theater down.
Mike Dinas and Dr. Ange babysit Tattletale.
Oh, what a mistake.
I mean, honestly, Dr. Ange has the skills.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's good. Right. And legitimately just let him nap.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as it's not that one day where he lets himself go.
Oh, man, is that a way to, like, can you pretend that there's danger to force him to fall asleep?
Oh, my God! No. Power pack really needs your help.
Okay, so Mike and Dr. Andrew are fighting in the living room.
Oh!
Fake fighting in the living room to get him to go to sleep.
Oh, that's awesome.
Love it.
Simon-Pierre Desmarais somehow got into Terminus's suit.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean...
Which part of it?
If you can't beat him, join him. Become a capitalist.
He got lost in it.
It'd be like that one time that I got a rental giant truck when I got an accident with my car. Like, it feels shitty that you're driving this giant truck, but it also feels kind of powerful.
Yeah.
he wrote his name somewhere in the universe.
And finally, Zane Kroll and Monsieur Luc are in the Texas Twisters... rodeo.
Oh, can they join the show? What would they do? What would Luke do in a rodeo?
I don't know.
Tame owls.
He finds all the animals and he's like, oh, cute, and he whispers them.
Nice.
They're not mad at all.
He releases the bulls.
Yeah.
In my mind, he was backstage being like, do you want some hay?
Zane Kroll, do you have any skills, Zane Kroll?
He's just like the person that Texas Twister brings into the tornado.
Oh, yeah. I love and that.
It's so like fun. So part of the act is that, like, his tornado, because he can control it, is kind of like a roller coaster.
Oh.
So it's like, you ever wanted to experience a tornado without the death?
He picks someone from the audience and it's Zane Kroll.
Amazing!
Nice!
This is the best stories we've told since we changed the night process.
Mm-hmm. And now it's time for a new concert.
And now it's time to go downhill from here.
Now it's time to say goodnight.
Oh, goodnight.
Goodnight. We love you.
Tate de Malion.
What is this word?
It's Tate de Malion.
You should just swap in her saying that every time you say that.
Tate de Malion.
Tate de Malion.
Tate de Malion.
Every time you insert one of us
there. Mike, it's hilarious in every French accent.
Tate de Malion.
Mike is not amused.
I'm trying to start the segment.
There's host Mike, there's editing Mike, and then there's angry Mike.
You reached the angry.
I think that Venn diagram is brilliant.
It's,